Hello, GTO World's Coach Jacob Blake of the Mighty Fremont Tarzans. We got Coach McVicker. How are we doing tonight, Coach?
Doing great. Let's get it going.
Oh yeah, for sure. We have the Levi group. Yes, the Levi group. We're reporting on tonight. We've got the number one seed Ann Arbor Big Bong out of Conference 15, the monstrous Conference 15 last
Bang,
year.
bang, bang, bang.
Yes,
Bang, bang.
infamous Coach Bradley. We've got his squad today. Start out with he graduates to 73-87 class, containing the namesake Levi Lewis, who was their starting small forward shooting guard last year, and they are bringing in the 99-110. So a little bit of a downgrade, but not terribly.
99-110.
Well,
If you look at that
I
class, like
didn't and I'm
single
scrolling.
digit game scores for two of them, and the other one, yeah, just kind of hot garbage. All right, a
Yep.
lot of hot garbage. And somehow Levi Lewis, 6'6", shooting guard and small forward, still ended up with 8.7 assists per game, which is kind of nuts, from not the point guard position.
Yeah.
Great player. Very sad to see him go. Well, I'm not, but like they are. So yeah, and looking at this team, obviously you're still returning those sophomore class, which is just, I don't want to talk about it. They're good. They're really, really
Yep.
good.
Just good.
And Dwayne Shelton, I feel like he can play better, right? Like his what didn't he do? Ah, man. I remember being on him with Ann Arbor. I was pissed it didn't go my way, which tends to not, let me complain a little bit here. But really good player, 6'10". It's interesting that he splits time with Donovan at center, with Donovan playing some time in the center position, even though he's 6'8". And honestly, it looked like it switched halfway through the season. Dwayne played our
I
forward
was
the rest
wondering if it was
of the season.
matchup oriented, but maybe not.
But no, it's just like, no, we found a better lineup and we're going to go with it, which I love. I love that.
Sure.
So Dominic Zimmerman, beast. Dwayne Shelton, beast. Devin Donovan, beast. And even Zachary Staples throwing up the hoop and getting some steals, loving to turn over the ball. Big. He's like, I will take an assist. I don't care which team it's for. Right. So he does not see a 3.8 to 3.7 turnover ratio. He's seeing, I got seven assists. That's what that man's saying. Okay. That's all right. They finished 18th in the NTT last season, ranked number two, strength schedule number one. That's nice. A strength schedule number one and finishing 19 and five is a really great season. So I think that even though they lose Levi, I think that they are still really good. And I think that they'll still play super high level basketball. I wouldn't be surprised if there's somebody else on the bench that's able to come in and,
Won't be either.
pass and play some defense. You've got Sebastian, who's throwing up five assists and two turnovers and 1.6 steals, 6'7" small forward in high school. So that honestly might be a pretty nice trade in right there. Other than that, yeah, that's really the only passer. Well, Jeffrey, 6'8", Jeffrey Foley had some good hands. So unless he's needed as their, yeah, he's kind of needed as their backup. Well, no, yeah, Jeffrey could maybe come in and fill that, do a 6'8" passing shooting guard. Big fan of that. So I think they're going to be good. They've got depth, even though
Yep.
their rankings don't show it. They've got some options because that sophomore class is so dang good.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Kind of a two dominant big set team who plays a ton of good defense and then runs the two shooters and kind of into the ground, which when you're Dominic Zimmerman, it's great. Just put up another shot, my dude. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if he moves because Staples has been turnover heavy, to maybe a shooting guard position. If he can find a more of a passer at the point guard position, obviously he didn't think about doing that last year, and there's probably good reason for that. I'm not gonna fault Coach Bradley for anything he does. It's been good for so long. So, but yeah, just a thought that might pop out, out of this. So, good squad.
Good squad.
Got the two seed in here. We have the Oatland Oat Farmers, who is out of our
Yes,
conference twice.
sir.
We know,
Represent comes to center.
yeah, we know Coach Harbaker out here, too. So, good friend of ours. So, he was a PTT team last year, seventh seed, conference finished 19th. Graduates the 89-121 class, which contained no starters, and brings in the 3-7.
3-7. 3-7, which let's just point out something here. Okay, so Jonathan Farr and Lawson Daniels, 6'9" power forward and a 6'11" center scoring 17 points, both clear leads. Okay, that's nuts. And I've been just like mad at him this entire last season because of those two clear leads are just some sick goals. 6'9" power forward, 9 rebounds, 1.3 blocks is great. His scout in high school was something like showing excellent defense, excellent rebounding, like good athleticism, right? With like fair, good hands. I'm all about it. And he comes in, I don't remember what his attributes were, but they were nice. I think he's like +5, +6. The guy's sick. That's an insane 6 clear lead. Lawson Daniels came in, I think, pretty close to scouted. Not a great efficient shooter, but 3 blocks and 17 points from a 6'11" guy, we take that all day. And it's not even to talk about the like +9 killer Blake Villaverde. 6'8", getting almost 2 blocks from power forward position, 12 points. On 58% true shots. So you know what was going on. You know there's just some really bad team chemistry. You know that the coach's son was the point guard and just went past to Blake, right? So now that he has graduated from high school, doesn't have to deal with that drama anymore, he's gonna come out here, he's gonna throw down. So we're super excited for this class. It's obviously really, really good. I know his team decently well. It's a good team. And I wouldn't be surprised if they play well in this, the peanut, and they play well in the NTT. They're going to get there. I'm not surprised by that. Its real big question mark is Dylan Myers, who I know is ranked really well. Had 16 points on 62% true shot, 19, almost 20 game score in high school, and has just not been performing in college. So hopefully with the new infusion of talent, maybe Dylan Myers like gets that, you know,
Picked up.
when you play with better players, you end up playing better kind of a thing. If not, Matthew Myler and Edward Thompson were still really good and could potentially fill in where needed. So it's good team looking to make a deep run. Excited for Hobaker, and I'm excited to, you know, upset them later this season. I'm a big fan of that, so it's gonna
Of course. Yeah, I'd be interested to see Blake. I think if his attributes that they were scouted extremely well, if they come through, obviously the stats weren't quite there coming out. There's hints of it around, but it'll be fun to see if he develops into a superstar or what exactly happens with him. But yeah, this is a good squad. Obviously, 3-7 is great, and yeah, this would be a good team that's took a major step forward. So we've got the three seed in here. We have the Charlotte Sand Sharks, the Conference 11, JBS SD Nut 2. PTT team last year, 5 seed, finished 35th. They graduate the 170-185 class, which contained their starting center last year, Adrian Wimbush. They bring in the 155-151 class, so slightly better, but not really.
No, yeah. Got some height, right? He needed some height. He got some height. He graduated a 6'9", 6'10" guy, and two 6'10" guys and a 6'9" guy. Okay, so he brings in 6'9", 6'8", 6'10". They're all meh. But you need height, and I know what it feels like to not have height. So it's better to have height, even if they're meh, than not have height.
Agreed.
And they were all scoring 11, like 11 points, 11 points, 16 points, right? So it's not like they can't do anything. We're not looking at, a -1 or a -2 big here, right? You might see like a +1, maybe +2 big, which I'll take all day, especially in this league where recruiting is just so hard. Overall, looking at that sophomore class, that's kind of nice. We like that sophomore class. So, they were the three main starters last season. I didn't really perform super well. So we're hoping, honestly, the 6'9" Brandon Mongeli, hoping he's like, hey, I pass the ball. I don't shoot the ball. You need to put me on a team that's got some shooters. And the problem is he's on a team that's got no shooters. So we're hoping that, maybe Charles Ulrich, maybe a little hint here, goes to point guard. Maybe unlock him at the shooting guard or something like that, or just turn up his shots. He is your second best shooter. So either your point guard or Charles needs to unlock there, and get going. Same thing with Michael Bonine. They're all decent in high school, right? So 57% true shot at 16 for Bonine. Ulrich had 18 points at 61% true shot. The potential is there. And that was a 6'5" power forward, right? So like he was even undersized for his position in high school. I don't know how much testing coach JBS Denutt has done in moving around to the 1, 2, or 3, but maybe putting him at that 1 or even at 2 allows Ulrich to get back to that, 59, 58, even 60% true shot. And then you can just feed him the ball. So solid team. You needed the height. You got the height. Are they anything in like the top 25, top 50? No. But they're a solid team. It's good.
Ulrich has got to be somewhat frustrating as a coach. You get somebody with 61.5% true shot on 18 points per game, you think great, gonna be great in college. Not so much, especially being undersized. So you put him against guys his size, you're like, great, this guy's about to go off. Not yet. So who knows? Junior year might be the year. I know sometimes it takes a few years for a player to finally wake up.
He's gotta, break up
Sometimes
with
they
that high
just
school
don't.
girlfriend.
Sometimes they don't. It's interesting how that happens. But yeah, this team, it's that'd be a little bit frustrating to see the true shot in high school and have that class rank and them not really show it. At least at this point yet.
Right. One thing to look at is Jason Watson, his 5'11" backup point guard, who is splitting time with Firestone, which, by the way, awesome last name, love that. I wonder. I mean, I'm running currently a 5'11" shooting point guard. Just doesn't have the hands. He's just got the shot. The man shoots the ball, and it's great. It's a lot of fun. He's like throwing up 30 points in scrims. We love that. So,
I had Janini Bright last year. That's what we ran with, 5'11".
Right.
A little
So,
undersized and yeah, a little inconsistent at points.
yeah.
But if you need points, you need points.
Right. And it's not like it doesn't look like Firestone's giving him any defense and it's not any hands. So even if Watson has a turnover issue, you need points. So put Watson in there, throw him at an 8'8", let him have some fun. And let Mongeli have some fun passing him the ball. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's yeah. I get I yeah I feel the Jason Watson. If it is a turnover issue, if you need points, you need points, and that's
Crank the shot setting. It'll be
yep.
fun.
Just crank them
Right?
and hope for the best. It
Exactly.
you'll have a mixed bag. Some days will be great. Other days you're like, why did I do this? But
Yep,
at the end of the day, you will have a better team.
yep.
Often. So yeah. Good luck. we have the fourth seed here. We have Tacoma Aces by B Cook 31. They were NTT team last year, 16 seed. They won the conference tournament in 32. So congratulations to them. They did not perform in the NTT. So unfortunate there. Graduate the 237, 238, can't get much worse. And they got a little better with a 134, 134, 124 class.
Little better, a little better, a little better, but they did graduate their center and they didn't really bring in a center. I guess Chad Davis isn't bad. I'm not mad with Chad Davis.
Nope. Good
Efficient
rebounds, good
shooter,
assists.
really great hands. I love those hands. I wonder if he's dumb. I'm just asking for a friend because I think he's dumb. 0.7 steals is a little rough. Either that or he has no defense. So I think it's probably intelligence though. But he boards and he passes. So could be a potential replacement there. The problem is he's graduated both the 6'10 and the 6'8, his center and his backup center, and really only pulled in one center. So probably lost some ties. I feel that deeply in my soul. But it is what it is. Chad Davis looks like a great player. He obviously fills in at least maybe for the center position. I don't know how good William Nash is. I would say probably throw William Nash as your backup center, and throw Chad as your starting center. But yeah, it's they're all right. Junior class, hoping to get a little bit more out of them as seniors this year. But we'll have to see. They're rated really high for some reason, and I don't know why.
Yeah. Hunter Jones just doesn't seem like he, it looks like he was potentially a shooter and just hasn't. He had a flash his sophomore year, but hasn't since his freshman and junior. So struggled there.
Yeah.
Hein
It's a
Smith.
scrappy team.
Yeah. Hein Smith, kind of the same. Sophomore year was good. Nash, similar situation.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's not the best of teams, but that's all right.
Yep.
Not really much to speak of here. It's probably awesome they made it to the MTT. Crazy that they were number one in Conference 32, blowing my mind right now, because Conference 32 right now has preseason Flagstaff, whippersnappers. How they started as an eight seed? What? How is okay? Sorry, that's not who we're talking about right now. But how is that possible? And whippersnappers, did you just like not play the game until like the very end? I'm just gonna assume that's what happened. Yikes. I'm just looking at your class rankings. I haven't looked at your team. All right, I'll stop. I'll stop. Yeah, so awesome. Maybe there's something there for this team that I'm not seeing for Tacoma, because you obviously won the 32, and you didn't, I mean, you did lose some, but not really. So go out and do it again. You're a 61 per point per game team, but if your opponents are scoring 60, that's all that matters. So
Gonna
run it
win a few,
back.
gonna lose a few.
Exactly. Go do it.
Hope for better efficiency.
Yep.
Yeah. So thoughts about the group in general? I think
Dude,
kind of already sort of have them out
Yeah.
already, but here we are.
I mean, here we go. So Ann Arbor sucks. Everybody, we're all voting. We're always going for Oakland Oat Farmers. Okay, let's hear it. One, two, three, all together. Oat Farmers. Oat Farmers. No. No, but I actually do think I think that this 3-7 class potentially is a good matchup for that 1-5 class at Ann Arbor. It'll be a real test of coaching for the new coach, R. Hawbaker, and my teaching, because I don't know this game. I'm gonna maybe help him out a little bit with that. But Bradley is obviously a great coach, and he has a great class, and so you can never count him out.
Yes.
I just think that Oat Farmers takes the cake with this one, but Ann Arbor is not far behind. Charlotte and Tacoma are pretty far behind. I don't think that they have a chance to do this. They might pull a couple. I haven't even looked at their schedules. Nope, Tacoma's got a rough schedule, so that's not happening. And Charlotte doesn't have that bad of a schedule. They have Raleigh Toast and Philadelphia Crushers and Utica Big Ones, who are
Yeah, Ann Arbor.
77. So.
Yeah, Ann Arbor's got Salt Lake as another conference, which
Ooh,
is
eh.
a
Oh,
tough
that
other
sucks.
conference because
Hate to see
I
that.
got thrashed badly. Yes, we're not that great, but let's just say we put up 75 points and we still lost by 30.
Oh, I will say Oakland does go up against Dearborn Defenders, who have the sophomore 1-2 class, which played well last year. So they also have a solid lineup. Maybe not Salt Lake level, because Salt Lake's kind of nutty this season. But yeah, so
For
I'm
sure.
Oakland Oat Farmers whole all way, no question. Take it to the bank.
Yeah, I will I am going to lean the pedigree and I will give Ann Arbor still the pass for Bradley.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can't pass in the pedigree, that NTT pedigree from multiple seasons here, that 1-5 class defensive monsters down there. And just I haven't seen what these freshmen can do. Yeah, high rank, but we don't know what they can do at this
Trust
point.
the freshies. Trust the freshies.
But hey, we'll see. Good squad regardless. So, thanks, and we'll be back with another group.
All right.